Well, there you are, darling. I was wondering where you ran off to. What's with that face? Your sister didn't tell you? Oh, goodness. I'm your new maid, darling. Your sister expressed some concern with your behavior lately. She said, ever since you lost your job, you just haven't been taking care of yourself the way you should be. Something about how you might need a little extra something or someone to help keep you on your feet. And well, here I am, a little extra someone. Surely you know what maids do, darling. Or is your head all fuzzy up there that I need to explain it to you? You poor thing. Why don't you just take a seat, huh? Right here. Let me take that jacket for you. Now why don't you tell me where you've been? Hmm? Yes. I knew that smell was familiar. Well, now you have a maid to take care of your every want and need. No reason to fuss over it. I'll be here to take care of you from now on until you can get yourself back on your feet. I fully understand what it's like to be in your position. I remember when I lost my first job, I was devastated. There's no need to worry now, darling. I'm gonna take such good care of you. Why don't we start with this hair of yours? No, no. No need to fret. I'll brush the knots right on out of it, darling. There's no need for you to worry. You just sit back and relax. I'll take care of everything for you. Yeah? There. That's a good boy. Why don't you hand me that brush there, hmm? Oh, my goodness. Do you ever clean the hair out of this thing? Oh, you poor baby. You really did need a motherly touch, didn't you? Shame your sister didn't call me sooner. I would have come right away if I'd known things were this bad. Like I said, don't you worry your pretty little head. I'm gonna make everything right for you, okay? Now, let's get this brush exactly in the shape it needs to be. And it does need to be tip-top shape if I'm to put it on your precious little head. Let's see. Do you have a trash can in here, darling? I would hate to just throw this all on the floor. Oh, goody. There it is. Thank you. You are so sweet. Now, let's figure out how exactly we're gonna clean this out, hmm? almost done with this, darling. And then we can get to brushing. And that is the most important thing after all. Wouldn't you say? Of course you would. Now, it'll only take a few more minutes. You've been neglecting this poor thing almost as much as you've been neglecting that hair of yours. But I'll get right to it, don't you worry, hon. Just relax a bit longer. Now that that's all over and done with, we can get to brushing. Doesn't that just sound nice, darling? But of course it does. That poor scalp of yours has been waiting for freedom. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your day, hon? Well, it certainly can't get worse, can it? So why don't you lighten your load? Unburden yourself. I'm all ears, I promise. There's nothing you could do or say that would make me judge you. Of course. Now why would I lie about such a thing? What is it? I can see, based on the look on your face, you've got something you want to say. So why don't you just say it, hun? The truth will set you free. Is that so? There's no shame in enjoying the services I provide, hun. That's what I'm here for. But if it truly embarrasses you, no one has to know. It can be our secret. Well, me, you, and your sister, of course. Seeing as she's the one who hired me, can't exactly take back that knowledge from her. But she seems like a real sweet girl, just worried about you, hun. So I'm sure if you asked her real nice, she wouldn't tell a soul. Oh, but of course, darling. That's what family's for. Looking out for each other. I promise, hiring me was nothing but a pure act of kindness. And wouldn't you know it, turned out just fine, didn't it? You're enjoying yourself. Ain't no shame in it, hun. Why, if I were you, I'd give my sister a big hug. Tell her thank you for thinking of me. But that's for later on. For now, It's just me, you, and this hairbrush. And that mop on top of your head right now. But soon, it'll be all nice and tame again. Believe you me. What? You don't believe in my godlike powers? That's fair. Only time will tell. Well then, why don't you just sit back and I'll do my job. Make you feel relaxed. Who knows? If I do it well enough, you might just drift right off to sleep. How does that sound? Now that is something I can agree with. Well, why don't you turn right on around and I will get started. Good. Is just looking so much better already. Here, why don't you take a peek in the mirror over there? What do you say? It's getting some body, some volume back into it. Just how it should be. Is that a smile I spot on your face? Well, it sure is. And I'm so happy to see it, hon. Now, we're almost done, so why don't you turn back this way and I will finish it up. I'm glad to see it and hear it. I don't mean to brag, but I might have just turned you into a model. Of course, you already had the looks for one before. You just needed a little bit of love. But of course, hun. Would I lie to you? Well, I suppose it's true you don't know, but I'd like to think I come off as a pretty truthful person. Goodness, you do look awfully tired. Come, why don't you lay down in your bed? Of course. Kick back. I'll take your shoes off. Just lay down. There you go. Now, do you want those covers over you? I suppose this means my job is done for now. But I'll be around if you need. Just give me a holler. Now what on earth could be bothering you still? You sweet thing. Well, why didn't you just say so sooner? Of course I will stay with you if you're afraid to be alone. I'm your maid after all. All you need do is ask. And if I can provide it, I will. Not just because it's in my contract, but because I care about you. And you need it. Poor thing, you've had such a rough week. I'll be here for you no matter what. Now don't you forget that. Hear me? Good. Now, why don't you tell me what it is you want exactly? Oh, there's no need to be shy, darling. I've seen my fair share of odd requests. But just remember, I'm here to make you feel better. Okay? Hurts? What hurts? You can tell me, darling. No. Here, why don't you take my hand? And I want you to put my hand on the part that hurts. You're awfully shy, and that's fine. So if you can't tell me, then you should show me. Yeah, just like that. Here. Lower. Here. I think I understand what's going on now. You, sir, are having a much rougher time than I would have imagined. You poor thing. You must be aching for relief. How long has it been like this? Since you saw me. Goodness gracious, you poor thing, I am so sorry, I feel just awful. Why don't you let me take care of that, sugar? You don't even need to worry. I'm real experienced. But of course. You don't think you get my age and have never seen or touched one, do you? You must be more naive than I thought. Surely you know how it works. So why wouldn't I? Oh, but you poor thing. I'll make it go away in no time. Why don't you come here? You need a little something to help you. I know boys are visual creatures. So why don't you take your hand and come pull this down off me? But of course. Anything for my most special client. See? Look at you taking initiative. You are such a good boy. I knew you had it in you. You just needed a little spark. A little push. And I gave it to you. All this nonsense with the job. It's crushed your spirit, darling. You need to feel like a man again. I can help with that. I promise you, when all is said and done, you won't even remember working there. You'll be filled with nothing but warm thoughts and inspiration. That's the spirit. So why don't we take that initiative I spoke of? It's the first step to moving forward, don't you think? You can take all the initiative with me you want, darling. I don't bite. Is that right? You like them in your mouth? No, you go right on ahead, darling. I like it too. You like him, don't you? Oh, right now they're all yours, so don't you worry about a thing. Up stress of yours all go into one place, and it's just begging to be touched. Oh, but of course you want me to. The way it's screaming at me, bouncing around inside your pants. That's a good boy. Why don't you take those off for me? I'm just dying to be able to see it. I'm dying to be able to touch it. Oh my. No, I was not expecting that. Why don't you skate on a little closer so I can get a good angle? Oh, just like that. Oh, yes. I'll get you feeling better in no time. Why don't you do me a favor? Keep doing that with your mouth and tongue. And I'll keep doing this with my hands. Does that feel good? Oh, good. I want you to let all those stresses melt away. Oh, God. You're being such a good boy. Just like that. Oh. You deserve it after all.